I never really got involved in any high school drama, partly because I wasn't popular enough to be a topic of discussion, however, mostly because I've learned to watch what I say no matter the occasion. In my sophomore year of high school, I spent hours and hours sitting in my chair isolated from society playing League of Legends. Countless times I would lose my composure and take it out on my teammate, typing before I think. My noxious personality in League of Legends soon infected my everyday personality, where this talk became habitual. I believed that as long as I was not directly insulting an individual, talking without a filter was perfectly fine. After finishing another stressful League of Legends match, I hopped onto Facebook to see what I missed. Two new messages in the group chat XD. Expecting another message about how bot lane always feeds, I opened the chat with the intention to remove the notification. Do you know who blank is going to homecoming with? Yeah, I heard it was blank. To my surprise, they were talking about one homecoming date we happened to hear about. LOL, I think he's just thirsty for a date. Nah, she's probably just desperate. To chip into the discussion, I jokingly added, they both took one for the school, XD. The others seemed to not laugh as they removed me from the group chat without a second thought. Calm as the night, I sat for a minute in silence waiting to be added back. Michael Shea has been added back to the chat. WTF did he just do? Lol, why? Perplexed, I scroll up to see what all the fuss was about. Blank has been added to the chat. Blank has been removed from the chat. It was at this moment I knew I had messed up. The girl we were making fun of was just added to the chat by the same person who removed me. On Facebook, if a person is added to a group chat, he or she can see every past message sent. Stunned, I sat there recalling all those lectures on cyberbullying and its consequences. To think that if I haven't made this comment, I would not be sinking in the boat with the others. With thoughts of expulsion rushing through my mind, I shakingly typed, Why did you just add her? IDK, it was an accident. I was just trying to add you back. Don't get me wrong, it was not our intention to cyberbully by adding her to the chat after our slandering. However, this still doesn't justify the comments made. To plug the massive hole in the ship, we immediately apologized. Despite her unflustered behavior replying with an, it's cool, deep down, I knew the damage had already been done. The next morning, before my friends and I could debrief the chaos, we were approached by her friends. For the rest of brunch, we listened to their lectures on how we still had the audacity to make those remarks when we only knew so much about her. Hearing this overwhelmed me with guilt. I realized that limiting myself to positivity would not only make those around me happier, but it would also improve my well-being. After this incident, I made sure that no matter where I was, I had my filter turned on, curing the toxicity in my personality. From that point on, I was never involved in any form of school drama, partly because I wasn't popular enough to be talked about, but mostly because I've grown to view the world through a lens of optimism.